Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a bus that goes all the way to Tilden Beach.
My bus route will take you to the Tilden Beach Boardwalk, but you should know that this bus line stops running at 9 p.m. If you want to stay later than that, you'll need to find another way back.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. I'm actually staying for a concert that will end around 10 p.m., so I'll take a taxi home.
Number 32. Where does the woman say she wants to go? Number 33. Who most likely is the man? Number 34. Why will the woman return home late? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Gertrude, I've received a lot of maintenance requests from tenants lately about their appliances. It made me realize that the kitchen appliances in the apartment complex are pretty old.
I guess it's time to replace some, but I'll need to look over our budget to make sure there's enough money for such a significant expense.
Okay, and I'll talk to the manager of the appliance store this afternoon. Hopefully I can arrange a discount for buying a large quantity of items from them.
Number 35. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 36. What does the woman say she will review? Number 37. What does the man hope to do this afternoon? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Vinod. Thanks for stopping by my office. Can you meet with a new client today? They're interested in purchasing a software package.
Sure, but I thought that was supposed to be Samira's client.
It is, but her flight from New York has been canceled, so she won't be able to come in today. Normally, as the sales manager, I would take the meeting, but I have an urgent appointment at that time.
What time is the meeting? And is there anything I should know about the client?
It's at 3:30 in Conference Room B, and please be sure to check that the projector works ahead of time. We've been having trouble with it.
Number 38. Who most likely is the man? Number 39. Why is Samira unable to attend a meeting? Number 40. What does the woman say the man should do before a meeting? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Zoya, I was just arranging the display of spring dresses in the front window, and I noticed a bunch of tables and chairs being brought into the unit next to our clothing store.
Really? Let me see. You're right. That space has been vacant for so long. I wonder what kind of business is moving in.
You know, coffee shops need a lot of tables and chairs.
That's true. Do you think the owners are inside?
I only see employees from the moving company, but I'm sure the movers wouldn't be here on their own.
Okay, then. Why don't you finish the display and I'll go introduce myself.
Number 41. Where do the speakers work? Number 42. Why does the man say,
"Coffee shops need a lot of tables and chairs"?
Number 43. What will the woman do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, the loading dock entrance is only for warehouse employees. Visitors are supposed to use the front entrance.
Oh, sorry, I'm here to see Mr. Suzuki. I'm a writer for the E-commerce Business Weekly. I'm writing a report about your company's order fulfillment process.
Right. We're expecting you. Please go to the security desk at the front entrance. You'll have to show your press credentials to get a visitor ID. I'll meet you there in a few minutes and take you to Mr. Suzuki's office.
Number 44. Why does the man apologize? Number 45. What is the man's job? Number 46. Where does the woman direct the man to go? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Janet, what a long day. We've had so many customers. The new Techno computer tablet sure is selling well, isn't it?
We've already sold out. We purchased 200 of them. I thought we'd be overstocked. This is great for business.
Yeah, they really are popular. I wonder why so many people are buying this tablet.
I think it's because of all the good reviews on the internet. Most of the reviews gave the tablet 5 stars out of 5.
Number 47. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 48. Why does the woman say,
"We've already sold out"?
Number 49. According to the woman, why is a product popular? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Welcome to Gajuna's Outdoor Supplies. Can I help you both?
Hi, our boss is retiring in a month, and we'd like to get something to congratulate her.
Okay, is there something in particular you're looking for?
Well, she's always said she wanted to spend more time hiking when she retired, but we're not really sure what to get her.
I see. I'd recommend buying a membership to our store. She'll receive our newsletter and have access to digital trail maps. Plus, she'll get a 10% discount on all of our merchandise.
That's a great idea.
Number 50. Why are the men at the store? Number 51. What hobby is mentioned? Number 52. What does the woman recommend? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I'm glad our flight took off on schedule. We'll be just in time to get to the employee training session.
I agree. I wouldn't want to be late to a training session that we're supposed to lead.
Right. Okay. I'll work on the slides for our presentation during the flight then. They're almost ready, but I need to make the changes we discussed yesterday.
Great. So when we land, should we head straight to the branch office?
Probably. I would have liked to drop my luggage off at the hotel first, but that would take too long.
Number 53. Why are the speakers traveling? Number 54. What does the man say he will do during the flight? Number 55. What will the speakers most likely do when they land? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Dolores from maintenance is here fixing the lights in the waiting area.
Great. The patients need to be able to see when they fill out their medical forms.
Oh, she's coming over. Maybe we should ask her to look at the sink in examination room 1.
Good idea.
Hi there. The lights are working now. Let me know if they go off again.
Thanks. Could you also look at the sink in examination room 1? It leaks every time the doctors wash their hands.
I only handle electrical issues. You'll have to fill out another maintenance request form, but a plumber can probably come later today.
Number 56. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 57. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 58. What does the woman say the men should do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Akira, have you seen the recent increases in shipping expenses?
Yeah, baking ingredients are becoming expensive to import. But our pastries are made with imported specialty flour and butter, and customers love them.
I know, but I'd rather reduce our expenses than increase our prices. I think we should look for domestic suppliers that offer similar ingredients for less.
It's an option, but we'll have to test all of the recipes. I'm worried that using different ingredients will change the taste. We need to make sure we're still producing the quality baked goods that our customers expect.
Number 59. What type of business do the speakers most likely operate? Number 60. How does the woman want to reduce expenses? Number 61. What is the man concerned about? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and diagram.
Hi, Elise. Good news. The last of the parts for the wind turbine have arrived.
Great. Now we can start transporting them to the designated site in Bloomington on Tuesday.
Well, I'm meeting tomorrow with local officials to discuss temporarily closing down part of the road while we transport everything.
Okay. The foundation is already installed at the site, right? So let's send the longest part next.
Exactly. That way we'll only need the road closed for a day. I'll let you know when we get approval so you can schedule the drivers.
Number 62. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 63. What does the man say he will do tomorrow? Number 64. Look at the graphic. According to the speakers, what will be shipped next? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Hey, Jerome. We're hosting the engineering conference this weekend. You're in charge of filming the presentations in the auditorium, right?
Yes, and the conference organizers asked me to set up some additional cameras. Here's the new layout.
Do you have enough people to handle that?
All set. I have people for the positions at the sides of the auditorium and the one near the stage. I want to run the camera at the back of the auditorium myself.
Number 65. What event are the speakers preparing for? Number 66. What was the man asked to do? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Where will the man most likely be working during the event? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Since our meetings with the clients don't start until tomorrow, where should we take them this afternoon? They said they're interested in visiting some art museums.
But it's Monday. The museums are all closed today. I still have some bus passes for a tour of the city. How about that?
Actually, the weather's nice. Maybe we could rent bikes. Here, look at this mobile phone application. It has a list of the closest locations of the rental stations and how many bicycles are available.
Oh, great. Let's see. We'll need 4 bikes. Based on the app, it seems only one station near here has enough available bikes.
Number 68. What does the woman say about the clients? Number 69. What does the man suggest doing? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which location will the speakers go to?